Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit, it's raining out. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific, a little bit after 5 if you're listening live. I'm doing the old opening again because I'm doing something else. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for, you can follow our shit on the Twitter, on the Instagram, and on the Facebook. Twitter's the one we check during the show if you want to tell us to shut the fuck up or something. We appreciate all feedback, positive and negative.
Yeah, that's okay.
There was some Facebook message recently that was just like
telling us
for
you
libtards.
Whatever, man. I mean, I was
so wounded, I didn't sleep.
There wouldn't be any pleasing you guys anyway. I mean, let's just say that we were, I don't know, white supremacist assholes. At some point, you're going to piss off other white supremacist assholes.
They always turn on each other.
They're just dumb.
Amazon. Hey, if you want to help the show out a little bit, it doesn't cost you anything. If you use our link to go buy shit from Amazon, every time you go to buy shit from Amazon, use crabdiving.com/Amazon. Shit, can I say Amazon one more time?
Yes.
And
you can buy stuff on Amazon that's probably killing the Amazon.
We just get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck.
It would be funny if there was a story about some study maybe in the Amazon to see where the majority of pollution in the Amazon originated. It would be funny if it was from Amazon packaging.
Yeah, yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, is that would be great. I mean, it wouldn't be great. It would just be weird.
Let us see what's going on in this big blue marble of ours.
Blue.
Over to the commie Pinko Lebrow HuffPosite. Judge orders release of redacted Trump affidavit. I thought we knew that was coming anyway.
Show me that shit right fucking down, motherfuckers. I want to see it. What the fuck?
The federal judge who signed off on the FBI search for classified documents at former President Donald Trump's Florida home has ordered a redacted version of the affidavit justifying it to be released by noon Friday. This
what
can't
the
help
fuck?
Trump. They've been screaming for that on the right. Remember, they screamed that they wanted the warrant, and then when they put the warrant out, they were like, well, you know, it was planted.
Why are we waiting till tomorrow? Just cause. Motherfuckers, just release the shit.
The federal judge signed, I read that. Prosecutors had argued against releasing the document because doing so would likely hurt the criminal investigation that they continue to pursue. It's not clear if the DOJ will appeal the order, which would likely delay the release.
Yes.
The two-page order filed at the federal courthouse in West Palm Beach, Florida today. The magistrate said he accepts the redactions that prosecutors have made to the warrant.
Okay.
As narrowly tailored to serve the government's legitimate interest in the integrity of ongoing investigation, blah, blah, blah.
Jeez.
Blah, 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 blah. So he's happy.
Right.
That whatever they put out will not compromise whatever current investigation be happening.
I think we're going to look at the redacted affidavit. Be very disappointed.
Yeah.
And we're not going to learn much. Maybe. What could be on there that, that, I mean, they'll have to leave.
It'll just make him look worse. It'll have more details about why they went to the great heights of kicking down.
Right.
They didn't kick it down, but of sending FBI agents to raid Mar-a-Lago.
Does that bother anybody of these maggots that Trump had? Not even the nuclear shit there's just so fucking cavalier about.
No.
God.
Don Jr. said if they were there, he'd rather have them there than Sleepy Joe having them.
Oh, yes. Shut the fuck up. Is Don Jr. still hanging out with Matt Gaetz, or what's going on with that?
Oh, I'll bet Don Jr. just was probably like, he was here, he did his spiel, and then got the fuck out of Dodge.
Right. He doesn't like
it. Do you think
it.
He wants to hang out with the unwashed of Pensacola?
No. Fuck no.
So there you go. That's the latest. I guess we're waiting on the DOJ to see if they want to appeal or not.
What is the big deal? What are they going to cover up in the affidavit that matters?
The name of the person that's ratting on Trump, people.
Okay, cover that up. Okay, next.
Any identifying circumstances that might help identify that person.
Kaboom.
Like when and where you met them, how they contacted you,
Give me the fucking document. I will redact it. I guarantee you.
But then the point is that's probably 80% of the document.
Well, fuck, man.
Here's the reasons we're going, and much of it is based on this and this and this. I think,
I don't want to know all the shit. Can we just know some of the shit? I mean, motherfuckers.
But we're on the side of the DOJ on this one. We don't want the...
We don't want to know what's in that.
Well, eventually, but I don't want Trump to know yet. I don't want the maggots to know yet.
You think that will help them if they know what's in the affidavit?
Probably not. I mean, I really have faith that Merrick Garland didn't like roll the dice on this one.
Did Trump's lawyers fill out his forms properly? And get them turned in whoever they need. I know
the
odds
are low.
Trouble with that the other day.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo. Let's look at Breitbart just for laughs.
It's not even lawyers that they can't fill out forms correctly. They can't be great lawyers.
Oh, I hope all my virus software is running.
Oh yeah, the Nazis.
Okay, so this is the big headline in red.
Ooh.
At Breitbart.
Yes.
And when I read this headline, my first reaction was, well, I think this is good. Warnock admits Biden student loan debt transfer only a first step. My God, they're going to help more people.
Them socialists are coming.
What the fuck?
Don't people want the government
to do things? I swear to you. That's in red. Warnock admits Biden student loan debt transfer only a first step. Dun, dun, dun.
Listen. They're freaking you out because they're making you feel like you need to be scared of some evil liberal agenda. They just don't want to give you money is the truth, though, right?
Right.
They don't.
Yeah.
and you should want money from, you should want shit from the government, you dumb fuck.
Well, that's the whole point of government is we don't want to do the shit. So we hire people to do it.
Do something for us.
Radical Dem says the quiet part out loud.
How is this
a bad thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Great.
That's amazing. I love that headline. Let's see what the Drudge reports. Maybe the less crazies. Oh, Ukraine.
Right.
Oh, Ukraine nuke plant, blah, blah, blah.
Jeez.
Ukraine war grows more dangerous, it says at the Drudge.
File under, oh shit.
Far from bogging. This is the Los Angeles Times.
Hello.
Chunk of my life spent there.
Right.
Far from bogging down in a stalemate, the Russian invasion of Ukraine has evolved into an increasingly dangerous conflict as it passes the six-month mark. With fighting around Europe's largest nuclear plant, a high-profile assassination in Moscow, escalating threats, and daring Ukrainian attacks in Russian-held territory.
Damn! I mean, meaning it's not in a winding down stage.
Yeah, probably not.
It's scary.
But the second headline, oh, in red over at the Drudge Report.
Right.
They like their red. Nuke alert.
Ooh,
Europe's
perfect.
Biggest nuclear power plant, quote, disconnected from power grid.
That's bad.
As Russian troops mass amid Ukraine disaster fears, Europe's biggest nuclear power plant was disconnected from the power grid for the first time ever.
Yay.
Amid fears of a Chernobyl-style disaster.
Why was it disconnected? I thought the being connected to the grid was what kept the core and all that shit cool. That was preventing
it. No. The output.
What do you mean?
It's not putting out anything to anyone anymore. No one's getting any
right.
juice from it.
It's off the grid. Right.
It doesn't mean they turn off everything. That keeps
That's what it sounded
it keeps
like.
It cool. No.
Don't
no.
turn the shit on.
No,
I mean, they
no,
took
no,
it
no.
off the power grid. That's what it sounded like to me. It's like, we're just going to let this bitch overheat. Who cares? C'est la vie.
Nuclear agency Energoatom.
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 Oh, okay.
Energoatom. One word.
It's horrible. Horrible name.
Otherwise, Energoatom.
Right.
If it was two words. Said fire damage to overhead power lines caused the last two reactors at the Zaporizhia. I remember how to say that.
Yeah, Zaporizhia.
Nuclear power plant to be cut off.
Okay, perfect.
One
Things are going good.
One energy official who declined to be identified told Reuters that the two reactors that had been disconnected were being powered by diesel generators.
Okay.
Each power unit.
Unit.
Maybe they did shut down the cooling thing. Each power unit that includes a reactor, a cooling system, and other equipment has three Soviet-era diesel generators.
Oh, yes.
That are not able to work for weeks. It comes amid looming fears. Oh, so they're running it on these generators, these diesel generators.
Okay,
so they won't be able to work long since they
right.
cut it off the grid.
Right. How long do
so
we have?
This is the ticking time bomb that Putin's giving.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm being literal.
What is anyone supposed to do about it? I mean, what are we going to do?
This is if you're writing a thriller, it's a plot device.
Now, this is right now you call Tony Stark. Hey, Iron Man.
24 did several seasons
on
the ticking.
Jack, wake up.
Time bomb.
Jack, we're going to have a nuclear meltdown, you fuck. Come on. Jack's drunk. Did Jack ever have a season where he was like, into hardcore drugs and drunk and in rehab and
the
shit.
Character
like,
or
yeah, I
or
felt like, oh, LaQuiefer, of course. We know that.
I told you I saw Kiefer messed up one
night. I saw him drunk once.
In Los Feliz.
Dude, he's a tiny person.
He's a wee person. And I thought I was with a friend of mine who was a attractive woman on a soap opera.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about at the
right,
time.
Right.
And we were hanging out and we were walking up, I think it was Normandy, maybe, in Los Feliz. And he was literally leaning up against a light pole. And he was so fucking hammered. He was having a hard time leaning up against that pole.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he looked at her. And then he just like glowering at us.
I was
like, have you worked with him or something? She's like, no, I don't know. Let's keep walking.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. Kurt Kiefer's feeling a little surly right now.
Right, right. I wonder.
And then I saw him at that place where you need to give a code to go in.
Oh, I saw him there too.
The R bar.
Yeah, yeah. The code is Jackrabbit. It's always Jackrabbit. If anybody's listening.
They may have changed it since.
I saw him at the R
in
bar.
A few years.
Right. He is a tiny, he's like a hobbit. Yeah, a hobbit could save the planet. We can.
But when I saw him at the R Bar, he seemed very pleasant.
Right. Right. No, he seemed nice. Yeah. He's just fucked up. That's all. You know. But
I think he was just mad at the universe.
But if you're Jack Bauer. He was so drunk
that night.
Yeah. Jack Bauer needs to have some time off, get fucked up, party, save the world.
Looming fear is the site could be the scene of a devastating nuclear disaster as both Russia and Ukraine accuse each other of putting the plant at risk. Satellite images show Putin's forces massing at the site amid growing calls for Zaporizhia to become a demilitarized zone.
How's that working out? Are they agreeing to that or what? They're massing there, right?
That nuclear company, Energoatom, said that the plant has now been disconnected from the network for the first time in its history after a fire at ash pits close to the facility damaged incoming power lines. It's also reported communication channels around the plant have gone dark.
Jeez. We got a fire at an ash pit.
Bringing the plant totally offline could potentially compromise safety systems and lead to a disaster.
With
the two reactors currently being powered by their backup diesel generators,
which are
not designed to last for weeks and weeks.
Okay. Is there anything positive you want to add from that article? Or is it all story? Bad?
It's
like one detail is shittier than the next.
Reading ahead.
I mean, can you mix it up a little bit?
Well, not this part. After only 90 minutes without power, the reactors would reach a dangerous temperature.
Yeah.
If you fail to provide cooling for 1.5 hours, then you will have melting.
Yay! And it's bigger than Chernobyl! It's going to be worse than Chernobyl. Yay!
Chernobyl nuclear power plant in the north of the country exploded and went into meltdown. Woo! While under Soviet control back in 1986. It sent a radiation plume into the atmosphere, which spread across the world and rendered huge swaths of Ukraine completely uninhabitable.
Hell yeah!
As they remain dangerously radioactive.
Hey, listen, here's the story. Why do the Russians keep fucking up nuclear shit? Why do they keep doing that?
They're not great with infrastructure, I don't think.
Well, I guess there's Fukushima. That was a bad one. We had one, didn't we? Did we have one? Like Three Mile Island was like...
But this we had chemical plants explode and stuff like that.
But this is kind of like, there's no excuse for this shit. I mean, quit shelling the nuclear facility, you fuck faces.
Kyiv has never forgotten the lessons learned from the Chernobyl disaster, which may have led to the early deaths of up to 60,000 people worldwide from the cancer, from the radiation and shit.
That's right.
Neighboring towns to Zaporizhia, reportedly left without power as the situation around the plant sits on a knife's edge.
Listen, it totally fucking sucks. We're not very optimistic. It's going to be worse at Chernobyl. Do we want to do the traffic? Get drunk.
Should I play the top 10 music?
I guess get the fuck out of Zaporizhia, right?
If you want to see the audience clear out.
I mean, somebody's going to have... That sucks. It's like...
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right. If we did the top 10 in music.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I used to do top 10 Friday. That was a carryover from the wrestling network
you
days.
You wouldn't even listen to us do that. You just couldn't put up with it for,
like, fuck this
for a
shit.
Couple of fucking minutes.
This stuff
minutes?
Is so horrible.
We didn't do it that long. And then you left and listened to what?
Bieber again, we're out of here.
Where did you go then?
Well, they were probably listening to a podcast. Although that was a live listener.
What podcast did you stop listening to go listen to? Because we were doing the top 40. God.
Top 10.
Top 10 even. It's just the top 10. The top 5 actually. It was just 5 songs. You had to leave. I'm sorry. I'm sorry we did that to you.
Those are your headlines, everyone. Cheerful.
We're fucked.
Cheerful as they are.
We're fucked.
Russian missile hits passenger train. Zelensky vows retribution. It's a small world.
Yeah, fuck Putin, that motherfucker. What a loser. God.
Wait a second. I didn't see this one. This is barbaric. Washington Post. Oh, my God. Republicans and conservatives. What is wrong with you people? A school district in Southwest Missouri is bringing back spanking.
What?
Students. This has to be something.
Wait a second. Stop touching the children. Number one, Republicans. That's the thing. I don't give. I just stop touching kids. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Perf.
We want a tumescence check.
A what?
On every tumescence. How hard something is.
Oh, okay.
On every time some kid gets paddled, I want the male teachers.
It's 2020 fucking two. We're like, you know what we need to do in education? We have all this shit going. Let's hit our kids with pieces of wood. This is the dumbest shit. Are we this dumb?
This is not the. Is this from this year? This isn't from
God,
like
if
19,
I was president, I would fucking.
28.
I would be like, we're rolling out to. Where is this? Who is doing this?
Missouri,
you stupid fucks. You're fired. Emergency managers.
Classes started Monday for the 1,900 students at Cassville. Roman numerals.
Four.
R4.
That would be four.
School district, about an hour west of Branson.
Fuck you. Oh. Right.
West of right. Branson.
Yeah.
15 miles from the Arkansas border. Need we say more?
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
During open house, families were notified the school board had adopted a policy in June allowing, quote, the use of physical force as a method of correcting student behavior.
God, you dumb fucking hillbillies.
Including anal penetration.
Is that in there?
I didn't mean to read that part out loud.
What are you allowed to beat the children with? Is there a
paddle?
List of, yeah, but what does that mean? Do they define what that is?
I call my penis
rifle.
A paddle. My little paddle.
My flesh paddle.
Parents were handed forms to specify whether they authorized the school to use a paddle on their child.
Oh, yes.
Well, make that mistake once, school board. And I hope I hope any violence visited upon a child, an innocent child whose parents did not authorize it, is visited upon you 1,000.
I don't even get. Actually, dude, I don't even give a fuck. I want the names of people at
the school board,
the kids.
Exactly.
I want to know who that is. And listen, if your job,
you know, there's going to be a spank master. There's going to be. I don't think they're
fuck
just going to.
Fuck the Spankmaster.
They're going to allow every teacher
spank master, to. The Spankmaster needs to be shunned from society, and you better keep that shit secret. Fuck the Spankmaster.
This is 2022, everybody. We
come for the Spankmaster. Go fuck yourself.
Know. We haven't time warped.
Yeah, you stop beating children, motherfuckers. Stop beating children.
Formerly known as corporal punishment, the disciplinary measure. Oh my God.
Hi, Dexter. Dexter, can I get what's up? I got another name to add to the Spankmaster list. Fucking Nazis.
This kind of gobsmacks me, to be honest with you. I
who would carry this out?
It's of all the things that these motherfuckers have been doing, this one really does kind of surprise me.
What is going on in Missouri? What do they do there? They just get up in the morning, do a bunch of meth. Oh God! I will snort the meth and be like, you know what? I want to be the Spankmaster General. I want to be the Spankmaster. I want to be the Spankmaster. Oh,
yeah. They're fighting each other for the privilege.
Yeah, who can hit the hardest? God, that's so fucked up. Why are you hitting children anyway, though? Like, what is that teaching?
Well, it's crazy. It's been shown that it's not effective. It makes your children afraid of you.
Shown in what? In what, though? What are you saying? In, like, a study or something?
Yeah. Science psychological and studies and shit.
Fuck it!
Formerly known as corporal punishment, the disciplinary measure usually involves striking students on their buttocks with a wooden paddle.
This music is so appropriate because there's some fucked up shit going on in someone's head if you're doing this shit.
In Cassville, staff members will employ, quote, reasonable physical force without a chance of bodily injury or harm.
What if we do it on you?
In the presence of a witness.
Jeez. Gosh.
Neither of which need to be clothed.
That's, you have to tell me that's not true because you just don't know what these people.
That's not true. I edited it. A teacher or principal must also send a report to the superintendent explaining the reasoning behind the punishment.
I want a list of names of people that spank people.
This child's guilty of being just too sexy. What exactly constitutes a reasonable physical force is unclear.
Right.
Superintendent Merlin Johnson declined an interview request from the Washington Post saying, at this time we will focus on educating our students. However, Merlin told the news leader that younger students could receive one or two paddle swings, while older students could get up to three.
Wow, wow, why is that up to three? How do you decide? What is the deciding method on that? God, you fucking pervs.
Parents, he said, Merlin, had thanked the district for approving the practice that has mostly been in decline across the country. Yes, it's in decline.
Yeah, give me a paddle, whatever the fuck it is. Why don't we use it on these spank masters? Why don't we do that to make a point? Why are you spanking children? If we're in a place of learning and the only way for you to make a point to a child is to hit it with a piece of wood, then you need to fuck right off.
Yeah, is it bare buttocks?
I don't know. They wish. Oh, they wish. I hate every bit of this. Fuck this.
It's insane.
God, take that paddle and hit the spank master.
Yeah, my kid's yourself. In that district, and I would be like, no, and woe is you if you make the mistake and paddle my child.
That is, I'm sorry, but really, that is the kind of shit that you do not participate in if you're a responsible human fucking being. You have to quit your fucking job. I'm so
no,
sorry.
No, these are Christians.
Fuck
you
that.
Know these are all Christians.
You want me to hit?
Who are squirting to beat the Jesus into the kids.
Do you want to hit me to hit children? Go fuck off then. That's insane. That's insane. That's what people should say to that. What the fuck, Missouri?
Merlin Johnson, superintendent, said, parents have said, why can't you paddle my student?
Why don't I paddle you,
and
you motherfucker?
And we're like, we can't paddle your student. Our policy doesn't support that. There had been conversation with parents, and there had been requests from parents for us to look into it.
Right. Let's look into it. Let's follow these spank masters home and paddle the shit out of them. I'll paddle you. How do you like that, motherfuckers? You might like it, though.
Corporal punishment is not new in American schools. For centuries, students have been whipped or struck by rulers or paddles.
This is stupid.
Some of the shit I saw in Catholic school.
It's horrible, right?
It's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
In 1867, 1867, New Jersey became the first state to ban the practice in public schools. 1867.
But Missouri's back, baby.
Missouri's like
in 2023.
Back, baby.
In 2023, Missouri's back. How many years is that?
Conservatives are monsters.
You're insane.
You are all monsters. What have you become?
You're
to
disgusting.
Be ashamed of yourselves.
You're disgusting. You're hitting a child with a paddle. I'm sorry. You should be paddled. That's so fucked up. If you're going to do that, then you should agree to have someone beat you with that paddle.
The punishment,
so you know how it fucking feels.
Punishment is still legal across 19 states.
Then we're crazy. Then we're fucking nuts.
And in almost all states, it's allowed in private schools, except New Jersey and Iowa.
Wow, Iowa, New Jersey? Why?
Iowa.
Nobody ever looked at those. They're like, hey, you know what Iowa and New Jersey did today? They outlawed beating the shit out of children at school. Should we do that? I don't know. We might want Man. To. We might need to do that sometime.
Oh, look. Study of twins links spanking to antisocial behavior.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's wild. What kind of fucking... That, what kind of genius?
What kind of test? Did they separate twins and have one set of parents beat the shit out of their kid and the other one not?
The doctor,
I bet it was
is,
accidental
no,
separation.
No, no, no,
I would hope.
The doctor is like, listen, be honest with me. One of these kids we're going to beat the shit out of and the other we're not. Which one? The parent has to pick.
I want to look into this twin study now. It's so I'm horrified.
Why do we need a study? Hi, look, we have a study that shows that if you beat children, it's bad for them. Wow. That's so mind-blowing. Don't hit kids. Don't hit kids unless you're a sadistic fuck. My God. I really can't imagine. It's like, what are you doing today? What's your job? Well, I'm the spank master. What do you do? I sit around in the school office.
That could have multiple meanings, by the way. Yeah. And I think all appropriate.
Well, I'm just booked the fuck up.
I can't find exactly where this twin study is, but
I'm the spank master.
It's not good, let's say.
It's so stupid. It's just so dumb. What are you teaching your kids? That at some point, the only way to help a person is to hit them with a piece of wood. I mean, what do they say? This is for your own good. I'm going to hit you. That doesn't make any sense. How does that explain that to me, you stupid fuck faces?
This excites me. Hurts me more than you.
Oh, jeez. I need you to calm the fuck down.
Let's move on from fucking the Nazis of Missouri.
Right. That the crazy thing about that story is there's no other reasonable reaction to that other than just like
horror.
I mean, it really is. I can't believe that.
That's why I had to check. 1867 New Jersey Bandit. And well, it's 2022. And Missouri's like, rock on.
I don't know what Ron DeSantis's process is, but he's going to see that and think, well, why didn't God, we're doing that. Boy, oh boy, sign us up for that one.
Let's see what's going on elsewhere in the world.
It is nice to see another state doing something shitty, but it's not us. Like, that's not us. I'm actually kind of shocked.
Oh, I'll bet we're one of the states where you can pummel your kids, though.
You think? You think you can beat your children in Florida? We don't want our kids to be vaccinated or wore a mask, but you can beat him. People don't understand what... when people think of Florida, they're like, oh, Miami, there's Disney World.
You should see the map. The map looks like a Civil War map.
It's crazy. I mean, it's nuts.
I mean, I'm not shitting you. It looks like the Civil War. It's every state that was in that left wants to beat their kids, and then add in a few wonderful states like Idaho and Wyoming.
I mean, like, you know, when you're driving through the Southeast along the Gulf Coast, it's like it's a time warp because you can definitely find a gas, you know, like a place to get gas or something that has like weird Confederate shit.
Oh, separate water fountains.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Just like, hey, it's not the 50s. No, boo, pow, pow. It's
TV, yeah. Just
seeing it. I know that there's a couple of gas stations where you can go look at a bear they have or something, in a cage. And you just don't know this.
Why not?
You know, the thing is, they don't have medieval times down here because people would be like, what is this theme about? This is just us.
Eating with your fingers while people beat the shit out of each other in a mud pit? Hell.
What kind of this is just Milton, Florida. This is Milton, Florida. It's just how it is.
This is Bloomberg.
Okay.
So already, activists whose candidates were defeated on Tuesday are screaming fraud.
Jeez.
They're filing lawsuits to ban the certification of the results. They're starting to protest. They're demanding recounts and audits, and they're going door to challenge individual voters.
Come to this door. I'm the spank master, motherfucker. I'll fuck you up. I'm gonna spank you.
I should have saved that one for the end of the show, maybe.
Dumbasses in Missouri, like, oh man, dust off that paddle. We can beat these kids again.
Pro forced birth activist Mark Geitzen.
Nine!
Said he believes the 18-point defeat in early August of a ballot measure banning abortion in Kansas was totally due to the fraud, Ryan.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are the parties that these candidates, are these Democrats, or these in general, are they Republicans?
It says here in Bloomberg anti-abortion, but I translate that into pro-forced birth.
Absolutely.
Mark Geitzen is a Republican.
Nine! Oh, is he?
I believe.
Oh, you didn't mention that. Jeez.
He is now seeking to force a statewide recount. 18 points, remember, it lost by.
I fucking lost! I want a recount to show how bad I lost again! What if it's worse the next time, you dumb shit? Did they ever think of that? What if it's worse with the recount for them? I mean,
he says he and his allies will be confronting voters at home in Kansas. They say their goal is to find voters who don't live at the address or say they didn't cast a ballot under their name.
God, fuck off. They don't live at the address.
So they'll be like, we see here that you showed up to vote. Did you?
Well, some people
did
fucking
you really?
Move. This is crazy. What's his name?
You seem kind of black. Did you show up to vote?
Geithner. Geithner? Is that who this is?
Mark Geitzen.
Geitzen! Please, tell your people to stay home.
Almost rhymes with Shizen.
Yeah, listen, Shizen, fuck. Tell your goons to stay home and to not harass people. I mean, this is...
The practice of door knocking in search of voter fraud, which began in the 2020 election, is ripe for disastrous problems. Golly, you think? Including violating voter intimidation laws. Didn't some of these fucks we saw were carrying in open carry states?
Yeah, I mean...
a couple of these guys that were knocking on doors in, right. I don't know, pick a open carry state of your choice.
Well, I know in Atlanta, Ruby Freeman, wasn't she asked to... didn't one of these people try to, like, pick her up?
Oh, he was going to go citizen's arrest her.
Yeah, they tried to citizen's arrest her. An old woman.
Election officials, specialists say it's an unreliable way, do you think, to audit actual votes, and some voters will feel suspicious or defensive.
No shit.
In some cases, the activists are allegedly wearing clothing or badges that look enough like government uniforms.
Oh, little brown shirt bitches.
As to be deceiving.
Little brown shirt bitches. Oh, I understand. Little Nazi fucks.
Little uniforms to dupe the dummies.
Nine! It's so sad.
Here. Supporters of former President Donald Trump and other failed Republican candidates in Arizona, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Nebraska, and Utah conducted door-to-door canvasses in 2020. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states these assholes were waddling around that we know about.
Why is this allowed? Why are we allowing this fuckface to knock on people's doors? Why is he being...
These fuckfaces.
What?
Or do you mean this specific fuckface?
This guy. Yeah. I mean, but why is that allowed, though? That should be against the fucking law.
Free
like, no,
speech.
But no one should be able to knock on your door.
I mean, if you have a sign, if you have like a gate and a sign that says no trespassing, they can't.
God damn. Get the fuck out, you freak.
But if not, they can walk up to your door and ring the bell just like the Girl Scouts can.
How many people did, please, Matt Gaetz, stay home. How many people...
It's probably a couple block radius. The Girl Scouts is a no-fly zone.
Covering fire! Yeah. Covering fire! Matt Gaetz is on the loose! Jeez, I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. I don't know. Something about...
So there you go. Right. Republican Trump supporters were knocking on doors.
Yay, that's good. It's really...
Back at all, though.
It's really crazy. It's like... It's thuggery, isn't it?
It's intimidation.
I would be so mad. I mean, could you imagine if you know, a couple of election thugs knock on your mom's door? What the fuck?
Hey, who are you?
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
We're just asking you if you voted.
Yeah,
we're with the, and they probably are like, you know, we're with the panel of commission of some sort, and you're like, and wearing some kind of uniform, and people are like, oh, these must be the government coming to ask me if I voted.
Look at these little Nazis all dressed up,
and they absolutely cannot ask you who you voted for.
Right,
cannot.
That's none of your fucking business. Right,
and you know they will. You know they do.
Some say, hey, who'd you vote for? You say, hey, go fuck yourself. That's who I voted for. Fuck off.
Yeah, I voted for, you have 5 seconds to evacuate my property.
Get the fuck away from me, you fuck. These maggots. What? It's like, they want to be combative.
Yeah?
To what end?
Well, it's their vibe.
Oh, okay. That's impossible. They suck.
I mean, right? Am I wrong?
No. Fuck no. No. A combative vibe, yes.
Shelby agrees also.
I mean, they can wake up and be nice, but they can't. They can't.
So there you go. If you see some waddlers in your neighborhood wearing some kind of faux uniform.
What are you supposed to
knocking
do?
Knocking on. Tell them to get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out and then the
and
finger.
Call your local elections state. Call the state. Don't call your local because it's probably county and they're going to be probably walking with the waddlers right. In some areas.
If you're not driving.
Call the state.
If you're not driving, give them the double fingers. Go fuck off. But if you're driving, then the fuck off. Give them one finger so you can keep one hand
keep
on the
one
wheel.
Keep one hand on the wheel.
That's what I did. I'm going to pass those trumpets.
Not illegal to flip off the police, too.
There's this one group of like maggots that were there for the 2020 election in Gulf Breeze all the time, and I would drive by real slow and tell them to fuck off.
Oh, wow.
What's the best?
That was brave.
I was always by myself. I was like, fuck off, motherfuckers! Fuck you!
Libtard.
So stupid.
That's you're brave. There's probably a sheriff among them that was writing down your license plate.
It's like it's just, you know, it's like you're by yourself, you're like, I can do this. It's like nobody's, you know, this horrible behavior. But they need it. They need a good fuck off.
Many.
Yeah, I can't help it. I just couldn't.
You know. Your mom's car?
No. No.
Also in the news, everybody, hey, thanks for joining. Look at the time just fucking flying. Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget tomorrow's Faithless Friday. Oh, we have a flood warning here.
We have a what?
Flood warning.
Oh, yes. Wow. Is it a day ending in why?
It has been fucking raining like crazy. It's been miserable. The dog ain't walking.
Yeah.
And when the dog walks, we all doesn't walk. We all suffer.
Yeah, that's true.
Not because of the pooping or whatever, because she's crazy. She's out of her mind.
Somebody was complaining about the weather. They're like, you know, people, they're like, this rain's been going on and on. People spend thousands of dollars to come here on vacation. It's just been raining. Oh. What the fuck are you supposed to do about that? Like, who gets yelled at because it's raining? Whose fault is that shit? It's raining.
Well, the Democrats
man.
Are the ones with the
Joe Biden's
with the weather control machines, right?
The globalist. I'm sure Alex Jones has that, right? Weather machine.
We played. It wasn't him. It was Mark Taylor. Remember, he said that they have a weather machine that somehow contacts Bale, who then sends hurricanes at Georgia.
Hi, can I speak to Bale? Bale, it's.
They're all so crazy. They're all so crazy.
Send a hurricane. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Please hold.
Yeah, wait, no, don't put me on hold. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck this. Do you have an email address? Yeah. It's the
please
email.
Hold. Bale's speaking to Greg Locke right
wait,
now.
Wait.
Faithless Friday tomorrow, everybody. We'll play more than the usual amount
Jesus.
Of crazy Christian bullshit.
Is Rick Wilde still with us? We haven't heard from him in a bit. Is he still alive?
God, you know, he has been.
Not that it, I mean, it matters.
Well, remember he said he was going to deplatform himself?
I'm going to deplatform myself. I'm no one gives a shit about me. I'm deplatforming myself. Is that what that means?
If the police won't defend us, then we have to defend ourselves. That's what it comes down to.
Yes, that's it. What's going to happen? But I get the feeling that that people on the left are waiting for us to take that bait. I just don't understand why the current administration doesn't step up and call a spade a spade.
What the fuck?
That was Doc.
Listen, Doc. What master plan is afoot that I'm not in on? He's very
third banana had to mop up after he said call a spade a spade.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got a shit.
Hold on.
A couple of ShamWows. What are they talking about?
I don't fucking know.
Just some stupid shit.
Yeah, that's just a
some stupid Jesus shit.
It was just a random rick.
Yeah.
He's still going, appears. True News is
still putting out content.
Yeah, I don't really see a lot of.
Does Rick have like meetings with his team, like his production teams? Like, guys, I want you to know that I'm real happy with all the anti-Semitic stuff we put out this quarter, but like next quarter, let's even hit it harder. Okay.
Right.
What does he say?
I don't see a lot of specific recent Rick Wiles or any recent Rick Wiles clips. I guess he's not the pretty belt the ball anymore.
Do you think sometimes he's like he calls somebody a journalist or correspondent into his office? He's like, listen, I just wanted to say I'm not thrilled. Where's the anti-Semitism in your work lately? We're just not seeing it like we used to.
Oh, I don't think that's ever gonna be. I don't think anybody's saying that ever.
And Rick Wiles.
I think he's doing fine.
When you first started here, Al, you had so many anti-Semitic things. Now it's just like, whatever.
Okay, over at True News.
Yeah.
Join Rick and Doc on a Holy Land tour in Jordan.
Wait.
Reserve your seat now for the Jordan tour.
Go fuck yourself. Wow. Does any listeners want to send us on that as
Best of Jordan, co-hosted by Rick Wiles and Doc Burkhart. 9 days with those motherfuckers. 9-day inspirational tour, November 9 through 17, 2022.
You've got COVID. You've got COVID. You've got COVID. You've got COVID. Do you want to go on that plane trip with Rick Wiles? And
I mean, it looks like they're going to go see some amazing shit. I would totally go to Jordan, but
you want to go with Rick Wiles?
Oh, fuck. Are you kidding me? Okay. We're going to give you a shot at a guess.
Yeah.
9 days in Jordan.
Right.
Tour includes round trip airfare from JFK. So that means you got to get yourself to JFK.
Right.
If you are not there.
Okay.
7 nights. A lodging.
Okay.
Breakfast and dinner daily.
Okay.
So no lunch is on you.
What about snacks?
Full-time professional English speaking Jordan tour guide.
Oh, that's nice. Is he a religious
air conditioned deluxe motor coach transportation?
That's nice.
So a big smelly bus for you and your other Jew
haters. No. Wait. No, that's air conditioned. What do they call it?
Deluxe motor coach.
Oh, that's a bus.
That's a bus. All touring and entry fees as per itinerary.
Okay.
Tips to the guide. Well, that's, you don't have to tip
the guide.
You don't
have to do shit. I like this.
Driver and hotel staff, so all the tips are included.
Right.
And Jordan visa upon arrival. They take care of your visa. Okay. Not included. Lunches, airfare from connecting sites. Optional travel insurance.
Okay. We'll just skip that.
So there you go. 9 days.
Right. 9 days with Rick fucking
seven Wiles. Nights lodging. You know, you're gonna be on a plane probably for two traveling for consider that 2 days maybe. And all that stuff. What do you think it costs you?
9 days
for one person.
Oh, God, it's gotta be a lot.
And if you're traveling alone and don't want to have to room with somebody, it's more.
I mean, is it like
it's 10% more?
Okay, so it's 9 days. So per day, this sounds like nice hotels.
I don't have that information.
So you think it's like $300 a night-ish?
I don't have that information.
Okay, I'm going to guess. So let's say $300 a night, 9 times 300, 2,700, plus breakfast. Let's say
7 days in the hotels.
What?
7 days in the hotel. The whole the trip itself is 9 through 17, but those are probably travel days. So you're actually there.
I'm gonna say $4,500 for $4,500 for the whole package to go for 9 days with Rick Wiles. And the added package, like the bonus package, I'm going to say 7,000. So 4,000. 4,500, excuse me. That's my bid.
No. 2,950.
Oh wow.
That's actually not that horrific. I got to tell you. I don't take tours. I don't take guided tours.
Really?
Except at, you know how I travel, except at sites. I'll take the tour at the individual site.
What if all the listeners...
But I'm not getting on a bus with other people and being told where to go, when to go, in any capacity.
What if all the listeners got the money together and wanted to send you on this tour with Rick Wiles?
Because they want to... Fuck you. No. I want the single supplement for $10 more.
This is like that show.
10% more.
This is like that Ricky Gervais show. We're sending you on a tour with Rick.
Oh, an
Wiles.
Idiot abroad? You're comparing me to an idiot abroad?
No, but that's what it felt like. I mean, I don't want you to go, Rick Wiles, because you'll get COVID. You'll for sure. I mean, that's COVID right there. How long are you in the plane with
that? I think I could handle it. There's part of me that's like, God, that would be fascinating.
Yeah, it would
to
be.
But 9 days with Rick Wiles.
Holy shit.
No. And Doc.
Can you do stand? Is there stand up comedy?
Do you think
in Jordan?
I could talk him out of his anti-Semitism?
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, I don't know. What are you going to use? Do you have any drugs to employ? I mean, just like talking to that weird fuck? No.
It'd be pointless. I'd be kicked off. They'd probably kick me off the tour.
I think the best way, and this is going to sound a little controversial, but the best way to take care of his anti-Semitism, you literally have to find out where it is in his brain and cut it the fuck out.
So there you go. You guys got to go with
that. Is that how it works? Is it like one part of your brain that's racist?
If any of you do decide to go with Rick Wiles, send us a commission for having heard from it here.
Send us a postcard. Let us know how it's going.
So Rick is still out there, man.
Do you meet Doc on that trip?
Yeah, he's co-hosting.
What? And they're going to Jordan because it's very religious and Jesus-y kind of thing.
Rick's gonna say, yeah.
We're going to be, I bet you stay at the Hard Rock Cafe or some shit like that. Can we travel to Jordan? I mean, is that a safe place?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, everybody's chill.
So there you go. You asked. You want an update on Rick? This is our Rick update.
Do you have to participate in group prayers and stuff? And what's the marijuana sitch?
I don't think you probably don't have to participate. Well, you probably do have to participate in group prayers.
Yeah. The dog is stalking something. There's something going on over there, but I don't know. Is there a bug or something? Jeez.
Or a bone or something.
Yeah.
God, there's currently nothing going on at Frank's Beach. I was going to do a drop in over at Frank's Beach, but nothing streaming
Mind
right
Pillow.
Now.
He's still on the air. When does Dominion take all his fucking cash?
I don't know. It's going to take a while. They're probably going to settle. I mean, I've seen articles saying
I'm going to give you
that they think Fox might settle.
What's the lawsuit? What is she losing her shit over? She's trying to chew up. She never does that.
That's my butt pillow.
Don't chew up the butt pillow, man. What the fuck?
It's not like a hemorrhoid pillow. It's a fancy.
I don't think
memory foam
right.
thing that you put on an office chair to make it.
I think she thinks it's her toy or something. Shit, like that.
It's not your bed.
Yeah. What if you think Mike Lindell's like, hi, can I speak to Dominion? What's this lawsuit? What is it? $1 billion? Dominion.
One point something billion. Yeah.
What if he's like, I'll give you 3 billion my pillows and. You know, instead, because the monetary value is even more.
I don't know if the pillows appreciate.
Sure, they do bad.
I don't think the quality goes up.
But it's no, it's
I have I have a 2017 my pillow. Yeah. Ooh, is
really?
It in the original packaging?
Do you?
No, I'm talking about people talking about vintage pillows.
You know he's lost his mind. Like,
people
listen,
don't appreciate
Mike. It's like your thing is like, I made the most comfortable pillow ever, and then you found Jesus, and it made you, and that made you want to put a Bible in a pillow and sell it. That is so fucked.
Follow up,
crab diving. Follow up,
crab diving. Follow up.
This is a post. I don't know where it's probably over at Truth Social.
Woo.
Or Gab or Parler, one of those, because this person got kicked off of Twitter and Facebook a long time ago, I believe. This is loser Laura Loomer.
Laura Loomer, the loser.
Multi-time loser.
Pack Laura. Up your knives. Get the fuck off the island. Goodbye, Laura.
Just got hit with Slimer.
Oh, yeah? Oh, the toy. Yes. Laura Loomer, go get him. Fuck yourself.
Whoops, I just threw Slimer in your food dish. Go get him, go get him, go get him. It's the ghost from Ghostbusters.
From Ghostbusters, right? That's right.
She just whacked me in the back of the leg with it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She's like, time to play, motherfucker.
Yeah, she's like, I'm done with this podcast.
Laura Loomer posted this. This is...
Loomer.
Amazing. The congressional seat in Florida's 11th district is mine for the taking, and I will be the congresswoman from Florida's 11th district. I actually am the congresswoman in Florida's 11th district, and everyone knows it. I'm not going anywhere except Washington, D.C. Florida's 11th district is my home, and I am going to keep fighting for the people here who have zero representation thanks to the feckless GOP establishment and voter fraud.
That's like me saying I'm going to go to Washington and I'm going to be the representative for Florida's first. Why not? Well, you know, you're going to march up there, Laura. They're just not going to let you in the office. Yes. I think. But go ahead. Go up there. Right. Why? Who gives a fuck? I mean, what happens? Now, Laura Loomer is saying that she is the actual winner of the election. At what point does the National Guard march in and insert her in
to
her rightful...
Better.
Oh, okay.
Daniel Webster, that's her opponent, the incumbent.
Right.
The incumbent,
yes,
who has been there, is illegitimate.
Okay.
And my team and I will work to drive him into the ground.
Who the fuck is on
every
your team?
Step of the way until he collapses in disgrace.
What?
Parentheses, or poor health.
What?
And resigns like he should have years ago. The fight is not over. The people are with me, and I will never stop fighting for them. I love my volunteers, my supporters, my staff, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for them and all of you. Except the Muslims. Oh,
yeah,
I added
that
part.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around what a Laura Loomer volunteer would look like.
You know exactly what a Laura Loomer volunteer looks like.
You're right. It's so horrible.
The reality is Dan Webster's health is worse than Joe Biden's. Everyone who has seen him recently knows it's true. His health is drastically failing.
Evil.
He's demented.
He's in the demented sick.
Now he has dementia. He is demented.
Right. He's sick.
He's demented. Looks ill. He can barely speak. He wears a life alert. And I'm willing to bet he doesn't survive before his current term is over.
Jesus.
Or he pulls an early retirement and the good old boys try to handpick another corrupt successor. This is a Republican, by the
Laura,
way, she's talking about.
This is a hell of a...
We will not allow them to get away with that. They think I'm leaving, and guess what? I'm not.
This is an interesting concession speech.
Only half done.
What? He's an old sick fuck who's gonna die!
With her post. I don't know where this was, by the way. Either way, I'm going to keep exposing the corruption and fight against it all. I will continue to push Daniel Webster to his absolute physical limits.
What?
Till he resigns in disgrace.
But
since the GOP establishment wants to prop up zombies with their voter fraud and big tech election interference machine.
Big tech election interference machine. Big tech election interference machine.
I will force him out so the people get the representation they deserve. I am not done fighting.
But you lost.
I'm going to keep working on my federal RICO case against Twitter and Facebook. You keep that up, Laura.
Yeah, go ahead. What did she lose by?
7 points.
7 points! I think you lost.
And working to prevent more stolen elections via big tech election interference, and work to expose the GOP establishment with my investigative journalism. Now we go scorched earth on the GOP.
Oh, I love it.
Establishment, and get even more aggressive in the America First hostile takeover of the Republican Party until our enemies are defeated. Luckily, yeah. I have an army behind me.
Do you?
Thank you! Exclamation point.
Then why didn't you win? Why didn't you win? You lost by 7 points. Laura, that's Laura. The whole point of this.
It's She's like, going to drive him into the ground.
Oh my God. Why would you say that about a person that's sick?
Is he? I don't even know.
You're right. I don't know. I mean, you know, Joe Biden, when Trump said, see, what is it? All these totalitarians say shitty things about their opponent that they're sick. They always say they're sick. Trump said Hillary was sick.
Right.
Remember?
Right. Yeah. Shelby,
yeah, it's insane, dog.
What? How come you're so crazy?
She wants some more fucking food. She wants a treat.
Thanks for listening, Top of the Hour, everybody, here at Crab Diving Live.
What about that bone?
Excuse me?
The bone that...
If I had a nickel.
Does she want that new bone?
I'm going to skip a day. She had that
right,
that big bone yesterday. Jeez. That she's still shitting out.
Boy. Talk about
and
big
I'm still
government.
Picking shards up from the living room, dining room. I really thought she had shat all over, but it was pieces.
Right.
Let's see what else is going on in the world
right
today.
That's a bunch of Nazi shit so far.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we're at.
I'm the spank master
with the other party, the other
what
major party here.
In the school, it's like each week we take turns who gets to be spank master. It's my turn.
We're the narco-syndicalist commune.
Yeah.
We take it in turns to act as sort of a governing body for the week.
I'm a spike master.
Who are you? My name's Arthur. I'm your king. I didn't vote for you.
Why are you beating that child?
Today's moment of Python.
Right. It is insane, though. It's like, that's what it sounds like. You know why that works with Python? Because it's medieval as fuck. You're hitting a chill. You read children. What about, did you read, did these people read Dickens novels or anything like that? Anything?
Who?
I don't know.
No.
They don't read.
We just want to beat them.
What was it? Were chapters printed on the inside of skull canisters?
Let me turn these Oakleys
around.
Oh,
yeah. I want Laura Loomer on June 5th tweeted, my win is going to be the biggest upset in the history of Florida Republican congressional politics. It's going to be a glorious night, August 23rd. Congresswoman Laura Loomer is inevitable.
What happened on the 23rd, though? I mean, what happened when she lost? Did she have people over at her house?
No, she was at that party with Nick Fuentes.
Oh.
Mark my word, on July 4th, she tweeted, I will go down in history as the most based member of the U.S. Congress when I win. No one else will come even close. American flag emoji.
Jeez.
49 days till victory. Can't wait. Well, that aged well.
Right. These parties this party that she's at with Nick Fuentes, is there like a whole society scene with these right wing nut jobs?
Yeah.
Nick Fuentes shows up. He's like, hey, what's up, Mark? Oh, I'm Mark Taylor. That's you know, Mark, do you know?
Oh, not Mark Taylor. No, that's the Jesus crowd. Yeah.
Hey, Greg Locke. What's up, Greg? No, I'm here with Laura Loomer.
Laura Loomer she got into the America First group, which is where Nick Fuentes' group also
right
lurks.
Does Nick Fuentes does he hang out? I wonder if he knows Alex Jones. They know each other.
A month ago, she tweeted, getting butterflies, butterfly emoji.
19 days away from becoming a U.S. congresswoman. Wow, we are going to shock the world. The joke is on all the haters who say I won't win. They aren't here on the ground. We are winning.
But listen, Laura, the haters said you were going to lose, and then you lost.
Then she tweeted a picture. This is pretty terrifying. Points, when was the last time Dan Webster had a crowd like this? She looks like she's in, you know, some town hall or church or something like that. And there's a, I'll bet she's in the Villages. I bet she's in the Villages. And because it's a herd of blue haired waddlers.
Omicron.
When was the last time Dan Webster had a crowd like this? Packed house, standing room only. Congresswoman Laura Loomer is inevitable.
Gosh.
How'd that go, Laura?
Does Laura just have a bunch of sycophants that hang out with her all day saying, you know, Laura, this election was bullshit. There's all kinds of irregularities and you should fight it. Or does she even need someone?
I don't know. I think she is one of the sycophants. And
wait, she's just going to fight. She doesn't need anybody to say you should fight this, even though you lost. She'll do it.
Good God. Right in the foreground, there's an older woman wearing a T-shirt that says, I believe in Laura. Holy shit. She's got fucking merch.
God. What are her followers? Does she have followers like Loomers or what are they called? Loomers?
I guess.
Hi, Loomers.
Nazis.
What? Nazis. Yeah,
although she is Jewish.
Yeah.
Racist. Islamophobic.
Right. That's right, Pat.
I wouldn't think she would be anti-Semitic.
But I'm sure there's bleed over.
Also in the news.
Yes.
I have to sneeze again, I think, but it's not.
It's got to be a weird thing. I mean, if you're, I bet when people talk about her show and her podcast, people are like, Laura, I love all your material and what you talk about. It's a little light on anti-Semitism. Why is that?
We need to beef up the anti-Jew stuff.
What did she say? It's like, well, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm Jewish.
She'll just amp up the anti-Muslim stuff,
right?
Marjorie Nazi Green is trending.
What the fuck did she say?
Just calling her out on. She tweeted about the loan forgiveness. You know, she's all upsetty pants.
Oh yeah,
and then. People pointed out, I might have retweeted that that she got like a PPP loan that was forgiven.
Okay. Oh, geez. What about that?
For her businesses.
What about that shit, Marjorie? God damn.
And don't forget, Donald Trump has filed bankruptcy 6 times.
Oh, yeah. He's gotten socialism.
Which is not paying your debt. Not saying, I will not pay my debts. Literally. Yet these Republicans are squealing.
Somebody wants a loan forgiven. I mean, it's quaint compared to what these fuckers do. It's not even enough. It's a starting point.
The Taylor Commercial Inc. got $182,300.
Okay.
Forgiven. Loan forgiven. PPP.
Right.
Where did that $180,000 go? Did it go to all her wonderful
employees? Well, you know, and also, too, I mean, you're talking about forgiving the loan of somebody that went to school and they're paying off the loan while they're working. I mean, that's just like some person that it'll help them. How does that help any of these companies? That's all they give a fuck about.
Let's see. We've got. I'm just going through the trends really quick.
You know, and I learned something about rich people today.
What are you laughing at? The number 10 trend right now.
Yes.
Is a term that made me laugh. A tweet says South Carolina's legal team is advising against the Gamecocks using the name Sir Big Spur moving forward.
Okay.
Because of some college football bickering the state has some suggestions for a new name. This is thestate.com.
Right.
Including Chuck Norris, Marco Polo, P-O-L-L-O, Pollo, and Cock Commander.
I like so the Cock term Commander.
Cock Commander is trending
Cock
right now.
Commander. That's good.
Hashtag MAGA owns the GOP is trending.
Jeez. Yeah, they do.
Which is true.
They're crazy.
Blazing Saddles is trending. Don't know why.
What a great movie. Harvey Korman.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Genius.
I'm going to move on here. Right. Kurt Schilling. I can't pass this one up. Uh-oh. He's trending. What
that dumb
fuck. Motherfucker say?
What did that racist fuck nut say? You dumb fuck. Oh, I hurt my ankle. My sock is, I'm bleeding. You can see it through my sock. Go fuck yourself.
He tweeted, my body, my choice. Your loan, my responsibility. This isn't loan forgiveness. It's a generation of lazy, unaccountable, uneducated children being covered by hardworking, debt-paying Americans.
God.
And people responding with a CBS News article from 2012.
Yes.
The headline says, Kurt Schilling is the 21st century face of a welfare queen.
Yeah, because of that video game company, right?
Yeah.
He had to declare bankruptcy or some fucking shit. Oh, God.
Suckered Rhode Island into $75 million loan for his company, 38 Studios.
38, it was that his fucking number on, you know, when he won the World Series, some dumb shit like that. Go fuck yourself. You dumb fucking bloody
38
fucking
38 Studios
foot.
Received the loan guarantee from the state of Rhode Island Economic Development Corp. That's taxpayers. As state officials lured the company from neighboring Massachusetts in an attempt to deliver hundreds of jobs and added tax revenue to the state, what they got instead was unpaid bills and totaling over $100 million. Dollars.
Damn.
From the conservative baseball icon.
Wow, that's a win. Isn't that a win?
In 2012, it says here, Schilling was still crying about the government not doing enough to help him. He complained he didn't get enough tax credits.
Oh, fuck
you. He complained state officials were speaking negatively of his failure, and that scared off investors.
Go fuck yourself, you fucking loser. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. You played along Randy Johnson. He carried you the whole fucking time. He's so much better than you are when you were on the Diamondbacks. You dumb fuck.
So fuck Kurt Schilling.
Nobody likes you.
Piece of shit.
Oh, my foot's bleeding. Look at my sock. I bet that was ketchup. I bet that was bullshit. I bet that,
no,
that was fucking
real.
Bullshit.
And that was cool. If he wasn't
Michael
a dickhead.
Michael Jordan scored like 40 points in the playoffs and he had a fucking, he had the flu.
But if he wasn't such a shithead, that would be a really cool baseball moment. But,
right.
Sadly, he's
like,
a shithead. So
he's like,
the legacy is tainted.
Squirt some ketchup
yeah.
in my sock. I'm going to go out there and everybody's going to want to suck my dick. Fuck him. You'll never be in the Hall of fucking fame, you loser. Never. Randy Johnson's in the Hall of Fame. He is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Not you, you fuck. God, you're not in the Hall of Fame, Kurt. I'm sorry. I hope he's not.
Kurt, no. He just, didn't he just, wasn't this last year he went down in votes?
Oh, that's
so that
right.
He might have like one more year, but he's
incredibly
totally fucked.
Stupid shitbag. All you'd have to... God, you just went out there. You threw a baseball. You weren't even that great. You were just like, I don't know. You just knew. But then you turned out to be a flaming asshole, huh? What a loser.
Randy Johnson, first ballot, 97%.
First ballot, motherfucker!
97%.
97%. What's yours? What was your first ballot, you loser? God, you wanted to, you know what's funny? He's like, you know what? I'm going to run against Elizabeth Warren. That's right. He wanted to be senator. God, that's hilarious. Kurt, you are fucking delusional. You fucking loser. You thought You thought that you could run against Elizabeth Warren? Are you insane? Do you really think you have more to offer the planet than Elizabeth Warren? You're going to be a better senator than Elizabeth fucking Warren. That's crazy.
This year it said...
Delusional fuck.
Former Red Sox right-hander was on the verge of... This is in January of this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Is on the verge of successfully shooting himself out of a Cooperstown... out of Cooperstown.
Right.
A year ago, Schilling asked the Hall to remove him from the ballot rather than put his fate one final time
in the hands of
what he called spineless cowards of the Baseball Writers Association
of
America.
Fuck you, motherfucker. No, you're going to lose on the ballot one more time, you fuck. Oh, yeah. Have another vote. Let's have another vote.
But
you're going to get even less votes.
I love it. This is January. The Hall declined, so they put him on anyway.
Suck a dick.
But it appears Schilling will get his wish anyway, such as it were, because after falling 16 votes shy of election last year, he is shedding support like a baby rattler.
Who wrote that? That's funny. Shit.
John Tomasi.
God damn.
From NBC Sports.
Jeez. Man, Kurt. So he just dropped off the ballot naturally, just per the rules. Per the rules, he didn't get enough votes. Goodbye. Goodbye, motherfucker. Maybe they'll put him on the, what is that?
Oh, he only got 58% of the vote this time.
You lost. I'm sorry. Goodbye. You're out of here. You're not in the club. Don't burn a cross, you fuck.
This year, only David Ortiz.
You think you're David Ortiz?
Got 75% of the vote.
You think you're David Ortiz, you fucking conyo?
Look that one up, folks. It's an Enye, C-O-N-Y-O.
Can you?
So there you go. Fuck Kurt Schilling.
What did he do? What did he do? He just said, why was he in the news? We've just been screaming about him for two, I forgot.
He said, your body, your choice, your loan, my debt, or something like that.
I'm so sorry, I forgot that. That, what a stupid fuck. God, what a simpleton. What do you do when your kid needs help with his homework?
Oh, this is good news.
Yeah.
This is surprising. Joe Pesci acting again.
Oh, awesome.
On TV.
No.
In return to acting and TV, Oscar winner Joe Pesci will star opposite Pete Davidson? Wow. And Edie Falco in Bupkis, Peacock's upcoming half-hour live-action comedy. Oh.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
Worried. That tells a heightened, fictionalized version of Davidson's life. Well, that could be pretty funny.
You know,
Pete Davidson.
I just watched Joe Pesci.
Has dated everyone in Hollywood.
In the Irishman. He's so good in that.
He's so good. Man. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
But he hasn't done anything since then, I think.
Right.
Since the Irishman.
He probably goes over to, like, South Korea and does a bunch of Red Bull commercials and shit.
I don't think he has to.
Extends in South Korea.
Think I'm a clown? You think I'm funny?
Dude, you know he does commercials in Germany for a ton of money or some shit.
Well, I would. Yeah, sure.
I bet Joe Pesci's quote is impressive in Italy. Like, oh, please. You know he's done ads in, like, in the boot. Please.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're hurtling towards the end of the show here in a while. We've got some other shit going on, though.
Right. Are we still having a nuclear meltdown, or is that on the back burner?
Oh, I don't know.
What happens? What'll happen? Just all of a sudden it's melting down.
I bring this 2020 election. I bring this illegal administration. As a prophet to the court of heaven now for the righteous king, Materere, the righteous judge, Aspera Conayate.
He's running out of lyrics, so the spirit took him over.
It
Why is that last bit he said?
This is like your really, Smitty. Really, your really, really drunken friend at 1:30 in the morning on karaoke night who forgets all the words.
Do you think Will Ferrell could play Kunamon?
This is Hank Kunamon, Prophet.
You think Will Ferrell could play
him? Profit.
Yeah.
Oh, Will Ferrell would be good.
Kunamon, money, 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 money. God, let's hear some more of this shit. I love it.
I bring this 2020 election. I bring this illegal administration as a prophet to the court of heaven now for the righteous king. Matenere, the righteous judge. Aspere konayate. Rosatare bakayate. Nitaro sarabakaya. Nitaro mariotorayate.
God, this shit is good. Damn, that band. Is that a live band?
It's almost like K-9-ish. Yeah, it's a live band. It's a good band.
My brother needs to get in this band.
Man, look at him.
Jason, you need to get in this Hank Kunamon band.
Naya Koyata.
I swear to God, he goes, Sequoia! That's a tree. That's a word. Sometimes, that's not speaking in tongues.
Sometimes the spirit
cheating.
Wants to be a little bit of an arbiter.
That's cheating, Hank.
Naya Koyata! Naya Koyata! Naya Koyata! Naya Koyata!
Oh, come on. At least mix it up, bitch. At least mix it up.
Naya Koyata! I love this.
I can't wait till Faithless Friday for this one.
Oh, okay.
You want more?
No. We don't have to play the whole thing. It's just good. It's good stuff.
This clip is 2 minutes long.
I would go to this.
Kunamon. This is last night, literally, it says.
Right. It's what was happening last night somewhere on the planet.
Somewhere here in America.
God, is there a cover?
Hank Kunamon was bouncing around a stage saying Hakuna Matata 18 times in a row.
It sucks. You just think about this. Acting, you can be a singer, you can rap, you can do stand-up. In all of that, you have to think about like what you're saying so much. And this dumb fuck is making all the money going, Haragadate! Haragadate! He's saying nothing.
How dare you? That is the voice of the Holy Spirit, Ryan.
He said Sequoia! Sequoia! God damn.
Sequoia.
Sada bada bay!
Oh, okay.
I bring this!
God, and that the instrumentation. I mean, god damn, man. I mean,
it's a good band.
It's a great band. They must...
Oh, God, the audience shot. It's just a whole bunch of people standing up, the ones that can, standing up with their arms waving in the air, all these old white people.
You know,
is wrong with you people?
I could fix this and make this fun. I get rid of all the Jesus. I want to keep Hank, but Hank, we're going to have you strictly doing tongue talk.
Oh, he'd be okay with that as long as he gets to make money.
Well, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, I don't know. It's just a nerve, and the nerve of like doing that in front of people and acting like God's saying it. It's crazy.
I don't care what Marvel thinks about this church. I ain't preaching Iron Man sermons. I ain't preaching Wonder Woman sermons. I'm not preaching sermons from some movie. And we got churches that have adopted the style of Hollywood. We got churches that are having drag queen story hour. I say God burn them down in the name of Jesus.
God burn them down in the name of Jesus.
I'm just throwing this idea out there.
That's Greg Locke, by the way, if you didn't recognize the mellifluous tones.
Does his voice just say stay warmed up, or is he always never heard him like give not? He gives 100% every time.
Oh yeah.
Is it? What is worse?
He's probably British. He went to like Oxford or something. Yeah, when he's done, he's like, oh, that was a good show.
I'm just having a laugh, making some money. What's worse? Burning people down in a church because of whatever, or having drag queen story hour?
Well, obviously, Greg. I mean, who are you asking?
Well, I mean, God, Greg, you're going to burn
everybody. If you ask Greg, we're getting our answer right here.
Right.
That are having drag queen story hour. I say God burn them down in the name of Jesus. This ain't Disneyland on ice.
Damn.
Well, yeah, we know.
Shit. What am I going to do with these blades?
How about Greg Locke on ice? Maybe that would fly.
He looks at this crowd and is like, they look like they're here to see the Disney World on ice.
Ice. This ain't Disneyland on ice. This is a local New Testament church that's been bought by the red royal crimson flow of Calvary. And Jesus shed his blood for the church. And we better not prostitute her and pimp her out as a harlot to the devil's crowd.
Yeah.
who is that escalated quickly. Hey, what's going on? Really, what's he talking about? Is there some church that's doing Hollywood shit that he's
having
like...
drag queen story hour? Okay. He's still talking about those churches.
Then you don't have drag queen story hour at your church, you dumb fuck.
Not officially.
Yeah. Well, what do you?
We don't know what's going on. Thursday night at the lockhouse.
Greg, did you find the witches?
This is a local New Testament church that's been bought by the red royal crimson flow of Calvary. And Jesus shed his blood for the church. And we better not prostitute her and pimp her out as a harlot to the devil's crowd.
And they better not come there because I want you tithing in my plate.
Oh, man.
That's what it is, isn't it? He's like, this is just a reason to go after that church and get some of their people.
Yeah, yeah.
I want your money.
He's competing with, you know, he's got to compete with Shane Vaughn.
Who competes with this guy locally? I mean, there can't be. Who does it better?
In the middle of Kentucky?
No, oh, God. You're right.
Drive a half mile and throw a rocket, pick a trailer, and somebody's waving a snake in it.
That's something that I would outlaw if I was president. Isn't it your First Amendment right to wave a snake around?
It's illegal to have those within reason.
Why? You know, it is illegal though. You're not allowed to go out and grab a cotton mouth and put it in a cage. That's an illegal thing that you're doing. Actually, it's against the law, I think.
Yes. And some of those snake waving preachers have been prosecuted.
God, I hate those people so much. It's just like you're in a car with a bunch of snakes in cages, and it's just.
You want some good news?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. This might be a little insider, but you'll recognize this name and the good news. You recognize the name Pat Hughes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Former color guy for the Chicago Cubs. Well, play-by-play guy.
So of the 14 that were inducted, only two, or that were considered, only two came in. Jose was one, and I'll let you talk about the other one that's going in, Pat. Here's a little bio on the other person who's going in.
Can you read that there, partner?
I think it says, this is me going into the Hall of Fame.
That's how Pat Hughes
That's how he
found out he was inducted
in
the Chicago Cubs Hall of Fame in the booth.
He's the best. He's the best play-by-play guy. He's so smooth.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
The great Pat Hughes will be joining all of those legendary.
Pat Hughes, who used to work with Eric
Ron. Carey. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forget
and
about
Ron
that.
Santo. Yeah.
You know, man, that when Pat Hughes interviewed John McEnroe and Ron was in the booth with him, that was pretty fucking funny. That was good.
So that was, you know, for Chicago Cubs fans, probably.
Yay,
but
that's nice.
That's a lifelong Chicago Cub fan here, so.
That's right.
Pat Hughes.
That's good news.
Right.
I've also got a story here. There's a lot of Christian stories, man.
Jesus,
I'm trying to save them for tomorrow.
I mean, is these people
just
like
a lot of Christian bullshit?
Why
going
y'all
on right
always
now?
Complain about the Christians? Well, I mean, shit, man.
Yeah, if the Muslims were trying to pass laws here and force us all to follow their bullshit, I'd be complaining about them too.
Sorry. You're tough to ignore, you guys.
We didn't talk about this at all, but this is just fascinating what's been going on over in Finland. Did you see this? Their prime minister?
Yeah.
Their younger female prime minister.
Okay.
A video came out of her, like, at a party.
Oh, wait. We did this story, like, didn't we?
No, we talked offline about it, I think.
Oh, okay.
And she ended up taking a drug test to prove and everything. Okay. But in this party, there's, like, people dancing around with their titties out.
Right,
stuff like
right.
That. Conservatives losing their minds. Who cares? She's in her 30s. Yeah. Let her go out and have fun. Who right, the fuck right, cares? Right. Finland's prime minister, this is last Friday, said that she has taken a drug test following public backlash to videos surfaced showing her dancing and singing with her friends.
I mean, listen to that.
Sanna Marin, or Marin, M-A-R-I-N, said, I consider these accusations to be very serious, and though I consider the demand for a drug test unjust, for my own legal protection and to clear up any doubts, I've taken a drug test today, the results of which will come out in about a week.
Right.
Objections to her partying and behavior came after two private videos were leaked. In them, she can be seen dancing and singing with her friends, who include Finnish celebrities and Finnish pop star Olavi Uusivirta.
Well, you're hanging out with Olavi. You know what that means?
Oh, no, it's yeah.
Severta.
Could be danger, you're suggesting.
Severta. In Finland, what do you do in Finland for fun? What's their thing? Drinking. She went out with her fucking friends, hung out with some famous Finnish fuckers, and then went. I mean, she's running Finland. You know what I mean? I think she could go out every once in a while.
Well, yeah, I don't really have a problem with
these fucking
at all,
Republicans in Florida, and they all get together, fill up the tub with foam, and just rape underage girls, pay them in Venmo. I mean, you know what I mean? She's going out to parties, partying with her friends. Take a drug test. Suck my dick.
Olavi, it looks like he's trouble.
Olavi?
Olavi looks like he's trouble. He seems to take his shirt off a lot.
We're all just such prudes, you know what I mean, over here. It's just like, we can't imagine somebody having fun. Fuck
here,
that.
Here is Olavi Uusivirta with On Niin Helpopo A Ola Onelinen.
Jesus. Opopo.
That's really Päivät ne vaan tulee ja mene läpi korvien sunnuntait. Ja sormien on helppo kitaralla iltaisäistä. Hei, on niin helppo olla ona, ona lenen.
This guy dates the Finnish.
Well, no, they were hanging.
They hang out. Okay. What is the story here? She's out partying?
The prime minister said previously she did not consume any drugs and had just had drinks containing alcohol.
Right.
The 36-year-old has previously been photographed at music festivals in the past wearing cut-off denim shorts and a leather jacket. While some have called into question her professionalism, others have applauded her relatability and her ability to have a work-life balance. I'm on Team B.
Well, and also, like...
Let her go out and have fun with
So time. What? So fucking what? What did Madison Cawthorn do this weekend?
She was elected to be prime minister in 2019 to become Finland's youngest prime minister ever. She represents the Social Democratic Party. And in her time in office, the country has gone through a global pandemic, dealt with its neighbor Russia launching a war in Ukraine, and most recently, Finland becoming poised to join NATO along with Sweden.
So she's going to bring Finland into NATO, and she's the youngest prime minister.
Yeah.
She's not allowed to go out and have a drink.
Some are suggesting there may be some sexism involved here.
Oh, yes, Pat. Abso-fucking-lutely.
If it were a gentleman that were prime minister, would they be scrutinizing him as closely?
We wouldn't be doing this story.
And then there was... Where is this? This is... this is yesterday.
Yes.
Where she gave a tearful speech defending herself. This is so crazy.
It's bananas.
36-year-old's private life has come under scrutiny after a flurry of clips were released of her enjoying herself at a party while two friends were seen topless kissing at her official residence. Oh, is that the official residence?
So what, though? I mean, fuck.
Hey, I don't care about that either, but yeah, it is kind of funny.
Who gives a shit? Why are... Hey, who's people... Who are leaking the pictures of this shit? What the fuck?
I am human, she said. I too sometimes long for joy, light, and fun amidst these dark clouds. It's private, it's joy, and it's life. I haven't missed a single moment of work, she said.
And my friend had my other friend's nipple in their mouth, and the world didn't blow up. Isn't that something?
Some of the assholes over there are saying she's immature. Others are saying she's the victim of double standards, as the behavior of older male politicians is rarely commented upon.
Absolutely, Pat. I mean... What was Berlusconi up to all the time with the Boonga Boonga parties?
He told us what he was
shit,
up to.
Shit, man. What about the Pope and all these people?
He had a bat cave, for fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah, he did. What a creep.
So there you go. She's still highly popular.
Yeah. How's Finland doing? I guess would be the question.
Two of her influencer pals posed topless at the party. Oh God, here it is. Big deal. They pulled up their tops and they have something that says Finland in front of, like, a card that says Finland, and they may be making out.
This is fucking
the
hilarious.
Two women may be making out, but
it's ridiculous. You know, who cares, man? Who fucking cares?
Her model pal Sabina.
Yes,
is one of them.
Continue to care about this. That Zafiria in that nuclear plant is about to pop the fuck off. Maybe worry about that shit. Who cares? Somebody
the picture of her at the Roos Rock Festival. They're not even like real Daisy Dukes.
Right.
They're just like cut off shorts. They're
she's showing
really short.
Could you imagine she's showing legs?
And she's got black boots on and a black
crazy.
Jacket. She looks pretty stylish.
Right. Absolutely. What's wrong with people?
Oh, she did kind of dance a little grindy with her friend Sabina.
Oh my God.
Gasp. Meanwhile, what assholes are at this party filming her?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Scumbags.
Why are you posting all this shit? God damn.
So I'm team Santa.
I think this is a non-story, and this wouldn't happen. If she had outside fun parts, we wouldn't be talking about this.
Yeah, right.
This is about the war.
Pictures of Boris only meant something because there was COVID lockdowns.
Yeah.
Nobody would have said a word of him waving glasses of booze around.
Right, right.
At boozy parties. Nobody would have said fuckle.
Right. Boris. Goodbye, Boris. Man, they didn't like him. A lot of people
didn't. They don't like him. He's still slithering around.
Is he less popular in Trump than Trump is, like, over here?
No, he's still in
Trump
office.
Is popular.
Don't forget, he hasn't
he
hasn't gone away yet. I don't
think.
No, he
resigned.
But until they elect a new one, and I don't know if they've done that yet. I'm
woefully
behind on my.
I thought they told him to immediately resign. It's not necessary, Boris.
I don't know what's going on with Boris.
God, I mean, he seems just like a. I mean, that guy's a total fuckface. If you remember his mom, didn't he do some weird thing where he was on a wire slide or something in London? Like he got stuck on a zip line or something? Yeah, stuck on a zip line.
He just came back from Kyiv for some reason.
Right. He's walking around with Zelensky.
Bojo was there, yeah.
Well, that's good. Bring money to Kyiv. They need it.
Meanwhile, you know what's going on over there? Oh, inflation.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure that's Joe Biden's fault somehow.
Of course. Well, Joe went over there and did his little thing or whatever they think he does to make inflation happen. He smells hair. Is that true? That inflation happens when Joe Biden smells someone's
right,
hair?
Right,
the,
right.
You know, price
every time he
sniffs
a girl's hair, the interest rate goes up a half point.
Come on.
The time is a fly in here.
Jeebus.
Yes. Tourette's moment?
Yeah, yeah.
A Jesus Tourette's moment?
Yeah. Well, they have them. I mean, listen, if that guy could just make all that money and just be like, Shibi Gigabugabe! Fuck.
Don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a week commission. Doesn't cost you right. a fuck.
If you live in Missouri, you're in the school system, and you need to go buy a paddle, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. I'm sure they have a selection there.
Well, Kurt Schilling, again, same on story. I'm just seeing different versions of it.
Spankmaster.
Kurt Schilling.
What a dumb fuck. Randy Johnson hated you, I bet, Kurt. He's probably talking to you backstage, and he's like, oh, God, this dumb fucking fuck is just going to throw his curveball over and over, and he's just good at putting it in one spot. He's like, I throw so fast, I turned a bird to liquid.
That's an amazing clip.
I feel so bad for that bird.
I feel really bad for that bird, but it was fast.
It must
obviously.
Have been a fast death.
It was an instant death.
Dude, you throw the ball so quickly. It's
that
crazy,
bird exploded. Man. I mean, that was insane.
Yeah.
Matt Gaetz, our beloved
The Diddler
representative here in Florida's first.
Alleged sex trafficker. Alleged.
Fresh off his primary victory.
God.
Bleh.
I can't believe Lombardo couldn't pull it out.
Here you go. You know what? I think I have to wait a second for
right. Lombardo couldn't beat the sex trafficker.
Matt Gaetz, everybody. As this, I think this name really stuck, and it trends every once in a while now.
Yes,
Rapey McForehead. I'm serious. Like several times, it's trended, and everybody knows who we're talking about. I even tweeted one time. It's like it's great. Waking up in the morning yeah. and seeing Rapey McForehead trending and knowing it's where I live.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
great.
That's a perfect name for him, though. That's good.
Here you go. Oh, where's the... Why is it not... Oh, I have the site muted. That's weird.
Yes.
Let's unmute the site.
I have a vision that is specific for the Republican control of the House and divided government. We have to convert every single committee to an oversight committee. And once we commit to that paradigm, then you can say, okay, you don't have to create like a select committee. You just assign, you know, the Hunter Biden matter to.
So he wants every committee to turn into a investigate the Democrats committee. Every single one.
But you know, Matt, Rapey McFartface, you understand that some of those committees do things that the country needs done that aren't necessarily locking up
but
Hillary,
there's so many Hillary Democrats Clinton. We have to prosecute Ryan.
Nine! Gosh. Well, maybe, Matt, but there's one Republican that needs prosecuting, and I think you know who we're talking about.
By the way, not fascist-y at all.
Oh, no.
Nothing fascist about taking over the government right. and turning every committee into a political hit squad.
I can only hear, I can't see the image, but I'm imagining him in khakis with a khaki top and a red armband and a black tie.
He's got a red t-shirt on.
Jack boots.
You know, his hair's probably caked with Roger Stone's cum to stand straight up.
Roger.
Paradigm, then you could say, okay, you don't have to create like a select committee. You just assign, you know, the Hunter Biden matter to foreign affairs. You assign vaccine injuries to the healthcare committees. You assign breaking up big tech to the commerce committee.
Vaccine it's injuries, so by the way. Vaccine injuries.
I think I'm having a brain injury from listening to this fuck.
Vaccine. Breaking up big tech.
Oh, this is a hard-hitting interview on the Charlie Kirk Show. Matt looks like he's in a basement somewhere with a webcam.
Oh, yeah.
You assign breaking up big tech to the Commerce Committee. You assign getting the wokeism out of our military.
Oh, Matt, your office overlooks that middle school. That's really interesting. Oh, what a choice of real estate.
Sounds like somebody's being the spank master over there.
The wokeism out of our
Matt Gaetz is moving to Missouri. The latest news.
Matt Gaetz, listen, guys.
I'm going into education.
Matt Gaetz is coming. He's not allowed to be the spankmaster. Trust me. No, Matt.
sign getting the wokeism out of our military to the Armed Services Committee. And, you know, Jim Jordan and I started talking like this.
Boy, when Jim Jordan and I got talking, we get some good ideas. God, you rapey fucks. Him and Jim Jordan together, lock up everybody.
I get the girls.
Hey, Matt.
He gets the boys. Yeah.
Matt, I think you'll love hanging out with Jim Jordan because Jim Jordan will let you do anything he wants. He'll just stand there, right?
Meanwhile, TikTok on that that George Clooney documentary about the Ohio State diddler that talks about Gentleman GYM.
You know, George, I commend you for making that project because I think that's a story that needs to be told. But, I mean, how do you work on that every day? You know what I mean?
Like, well, I don't think George is.
He's not editing?
What do you think? He's scraping the walls of the shower to see if there's any 10-year-old DNA?
Boy, he's got a location scout and everything.
Recreations? You think they're doing recreations? You think he got a bunch of actors to play... To play, one guy's playing the umpire
Jordan?
that's looking at the doctor jerking off in the corner.
You know, that's interesting. We've never really talked about who plays Jim Jordan.
Plays Jim Jordan. Giovanni Ribisi?
That's good. That's good. You also should apologize to him, but that's good.
Well, I think he's a good actor, though.
Yeah, but still. You know who I would go with? And maybe he's a little too old, but...
Michael J. Fox, but he's, you know, got the Parkinson's. He couldn't handle it now. But
we want you to come out of retirement. I know you're sick and everything. We want you to play Jim Jordan. He's like, what?
We want you to load yourself up with Parkinson's meds. So you
pow,
can,
pow!
So you can play a diddler.
God. The guy that played Sling Blade. Potato. French fried potatoes. That guy, she played Jim Jordan. He's too old, right?
Yeah, Angelina Jolie's blood partner. Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, what about Billy? Billy Bob Thornton could play him. Or Chuck Grassley, that'd be better.
It'd probably end up, you know, Ashton Kutcher or something.
Ashton Kutcher is Jim Jordan.
Maybe Chachi could play Jim Jordan.
I don't think.
Him out of retirement.
I don't think.
Kevin Sorbo. Kevin Sorbo.
I don't hate Jim Jordan played by Ashton Kutcher. I don't hate that. Kevin McCarthy, that's the interesting part though.
The George Clooney's HBO Smokehouse Pictures and Sports Illustrated Studios, 101 Studios, announced the production has begun on a feature documentary based on Sports Illustrated's story of the alleged sex abuse scandal at Ohio State University for over 30 years.
Oh, shit.
The scandal spanned three decades with almost 180 male Ohio State University students coming forward with sexual abuse allegations against the school's athletics physician, Richard Strauss. Several former athletes of the school have called out former wrestling head coach Russ Hellickson.
Yes.
And United States Representative Jim Jordan, who was an assistant coach at the time, for not taking action to stop the abuse despite knowing it was happening.
Right. I think Richard Strauss will be played by Bill Murray.
So there you go. So yeah. It's probably not going to make Jim Jordan look real good.
This documentary?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I wonder if they have recreations.
I bet they do. I mean, it's a whole thing. George Clooney knows tons of actors.
That would be hilarious.
He calls it Matt Damon.
I was going to say Matt Damon. Matt Damon would be a good Jim Jordan.
Bro. No. Matt, I need you to play Kevin McCarthy. I think that's a good one. I think Matt Damon, put on a little weight, play Kevin McCarthy. What do you think?
So Jim Jordan and I started talking like this many months ago, and we've heard Kevin McCarthy really dovetail into that thinking quite nicely. So what was once kind of a radical, unprecedented perspective on how to utilize the majority now has become pretty mainstream.
He's admitting the Nazis are taking over.
This guy is just vile. And you know what? Please, for love of shit, vote blue. I mean, God. Vote for Rebecca Jones. I mean, come on, man. I mean,
if the Republicans take over the House, it's going to be a circus.
It's in-
of crazy. It, Matt Gaetz is going to get his
How
wish.
How is this guy
it's
running?
It's going to be investigation every week, a different impeachment every week.
But, what about the sex trafficking? What about what Joel Greenberg is telling the people and what is going on with that? Our representative is a trafficker of children.
Alleged.
I mean, geez, man. Can we have a better person? Just a better person in general.
Oh, even Fox News is reporting this. This is sad.
No.
In fact, Fox News is, looks like broke the story.
Jeez.
Truth Social. Ryan
is
reportedly having major financial problems, including owing its web host company $1.6 million.
Pay off GoDaddy, you dumb fucks. Don't they have the money? Hey, Trump, don't you have money for this? He has all that campaign.
Fox Business senior correspondent Charlie Gasparino,
got
the scoop. Wrote that there were big money woes at Truth Social. This is just a couple hours ago.
Oh, shit.
Specifically describing how one of its biggest vendors, web hosting service provider RightForge, you know, it's some right-wing
that is
bullshit.
They will host any of your Nazi bullshit at RightForge.
That they're owed $1.6 million after the company had fallen months behind in its payments.
Pay your shit.
According to three people with direct knowledge to the mayor, to the matter, RightForge would not deny that the matter might end up in court. Truth Social had no comment.
Listen, RightForge, you're not going to get your money. I'm sorry. You dumb fucks.
Gasparino reported the story on Neil Cavuto's show.
No shit.
Noting how Truth Social had finally seen improvement in terms of user growth with a surge after the FBI search warrant was executed.
Oh, yes.
But it still trails Twitter by a mile.
Damn.
Gasparino said Truth Social kind of can't get out of its own way, mentioning the platform's tech glitches and ongoing investigations that the company is already facing.
Listen, the investigations, what are you going to do? You get investigated for different things. That's out of your control.
He said it looks like RightForge is getting stiffed. Quote,
let me ask you something. Maybe they're not paying you right, Forge, because the website sucks.
And Truth Social, well, that's the host. They might not have designed it. Truth Social is, quote, reneging on its contractual obligations to pay after making only three payments. Trump never pays.
Yeah.
Does anybody do business
Get
with
the
him?
Money up
what
front.
Is wrong with you people? Trump never pays. If it's anything you've learned.
What other clients do you guys have at RightForge? Rick Wiles, Dave Dobenmeyer, to name a few.
Gasparino said...
Gasparino.
That this is a big thing because it's a major vendor providing critically important web hosting infrastructure and other services. And Truth Social will go down without them.
Right. You're saying that you need to pay your bills if you're... For the web hosting of your it's a social media platform.
Trump himself has struggled. Why am I getting all these Just for Men ads? I'm not dyeing my hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I should, probably, but I'm not.
Maybe it's for Shelby.
Who's been Googling?
Have you been Googling hair dye, Shelby?
No. Roof. Trump himself has struggled recently hiring a top-notch legal team to defend him.
Top-notch?
No, he's struggling
to find a top-notch.
Reportedly doing no small part to his well-documented history of failing to pay his bills.
Right! Who the fuck is gonna work for this guy? You gotta say, give me a whole bunch of money up front, and then when I go through that money, pay me again.
If RightForge expels Truth Social from their web host services... After this publicly reported spat over non-payment, the platform may find it challenging to find a new provider. Who's going to say, "Yeah, hey, come here and don't pay us. We'll host your millions of dollars worth."
Yeah. Well, why don't they pay him though? Because is this that much money for that company? I mean, isn't Trump
not making any?
But isn't he taking in tons?
He's not putting his money in that. Are you crazy?
But it's his company.
No, he got investors, dumb people.
He's not going to lose
his
money.
He didn't put a dime into this.
This is the kind of guy you want to be president again. I mean, we had him once.
Gasparino said, if you talk to the people close to this battle, they say Truth Social has no money. They're broke and they're not paying.
Damn. What? You hired Devin Nunes. How is this possible? Devin Nunes quit, right?
No, he's still. I think he's still there. Yeah, I think
Devin,
so.
Hey, pay the fucking internet bill, you dumb fuck. It's $1 million. That's nothing.
Gasparino said it has the smell of pretty bad money problems at Truth Social. And generally, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but, and he says, Neil, he was on Neil Cavuto's show. But Neil, you've been covering this as long as I have. When you start stiffing your vendors, you're on the road to a Chapter 11.
You know, Trump needs to raise money. Why doesn't he do this? Trump should charge people to be on Truth Social. Like $10 a month. And that would cover the internet bill, wouldn't it?
Except nobody's going to be on it.
Bullshit. They love him.
Nobody's going to be on it. Nobody on it for free.
That's his only choice, though. What is he going to do?
There's no one on it for free.
Is there a donation bucket on the site? How sad is all this shit?
You know, he's
pay your fucking internet bill, you stupid
pumping
puck.
Out 10 emails a day.
It's your social media platform. I mean, if you're just going to let it die and not pay the bill, that means you never believed in it. And you're just duping all these dumb people.
Look at this. It's about time.
Yay.
For us to call it a shoe here.
Right.
And I know in our country right now, they keep telling us, Lauren, that Christian nationalists are the terrorists. Christian nationalists are at risk. You know what we do for our enemies? We pray for them.
We're supposed to.
Listen to that reluctant.
Can you pray for someone reluctantly? I also want to pray for those stupid fucking liberals at the Crab Diving Podcast. Fuck them. But
these high production values, by the way, it's somebody in a basement with a green screen, are Edward Zoll and Lauren Witzke. You might remember them as Edward Zoll is former third banana over at Rick Wiles's joint. Lauren Witzke was also briefly on Rick Wiles's True News until they both got fired.
She ran for something, didn't she?
She was the Republican nominee for Senate in Delaware?
How sad
Connecticut,
is that?
Delaware, maybe?
Delaware. And look at the show she's on now.
We're still working on that.
No, it's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to pray for our enemies.
Listen to Edward. Edward Zoll is struggling to be like, well, you know, we see his point is, but we're different. We pray for our enemies. And she's totally admitting, I can't pray for him. I pray for him to fucking die.
Hey, Witzke, go ahead.
I'm a real Christian. I pray for people to suffer.
Our enemies, we pray for them.
We're supposed to. I'm still working on that.
No, it's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to pray for our enemies. But we do it, and that makes us different. We're the most upstanding citizens in this.
She's like literally shaking her head like, no, I don't pray for my enemies.
Fuck you, Witzke. Go fuck yourself. You're not going to pray for me? Well,
some Christian love, y'all.
Hey, I'm not going to pray for you, you fucking asshole. How do you like that?
Got to get the fuck out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific for Faithless Friday, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or go to ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon for all your Amazon shit needs. We get a little commission and it doesn't cost you fuck all. Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.